Hi, this is Laura. Welcome to the SOAS series. This recording is for releasing the SOAS. Begin by lying down on your back with your knees bent, with enough room to be able to straighten your legs in a moment. We're going to start with straightening the legs, so go ahead and straighten the legs. Think of this as a pre-how do you feel. And so as you straighten the legs, notice if the pelvis stayed level or your lower back popped off the floor. And if it did, that means the pelvis tipped forward a little bit. Also notice if you reached his legs, does it feel as if the legs are integrated with your torso? Or does it feel as if they're just reaching right out of the pelvis? Or even if you have a sense of them reaching from the mid-thigh? Good. So now let's release the psoas. Bend the knees again. Separate the feet a little bit more than hip width. Gently drop the knees in. Draw the shoulder blades under so you can get a comfortable position. And then we're going to do the full 10-minute release here. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. Using your exhalations to help you surrender more and more. Letting go, releasing. Now the psoas is attached to all of the vertebrae of the lower back, and including two or three thoracic vertebrae as well. So up where your ribs are. If you can imagine that where you're releasing is the entire lower back. You're releasing it down toward the floor. And you want to be sure it doesn't touch the floor if possible. The lumbar curve needs a neutral curve, which is a concave curve coming off the floor. But there's a sense of it releasing down toward the floor, the ribs releasing down, the back releasing down. As the psoas, let's go. Now what I find is that as I'm releasing my psoas, I start much more from the superficial. And it moves in deeper as I become quieter. I'm able to release more deeply. So if right now all you feel is superficial, that's just fine. It will go deeper in a moment. You can place both hands on the belly. So I find the sense of release is in my back when I'm releasing my psoas. Now, although the psoas is attached to the spine, it is attached to the front of the spine. So it's actually considered an abdominal muscle. And the front of the spine runs very much through the core of your body. So feel the release being between the abdominals and the lower back. Follow your exhalations and let yourself release even more deeply. Now you can take both hands and tuck them into the small of your lower back. Again, just a touch to help bring a little bit more awareness to where you're letting go. Now, as you release the back, begin to trace the psoas to its other attachment. It runs through the pelvis and down into the upper inner thigh. So feel the upper inner thigh releasing as well. Now, keep one hand behind your back and place the other one on the belly. Soften your jaw and your tongue. Soften your breath. Feel the lower back surrender even more. Feel yourself move more deeply into the body. Change hands. Feel yourself release even more right between your hands, deep inside. You can release the hands and place them back down at your side as if you're in Shavasana. Feeling the release from deep inside your belly and lower back, down to the hips, to the inner thighs. Softening the jaw and the tongue. Keep breathing and releasing. In a moment, we're going to straighten one leg. Now, before we do so, I want to say a few words about the pelvis. When the psoas is tight and weak, the pelvis tends to move with the legs. So we straighten the legs. There's a tendency for the pelvis to tip up so the lower back comes further off the floor. And when that happens, we're unable to align our legs with our torso. So the legs and the torso can't be integrated. When they're not integrated, you can't access the energy flow, the energy lines in the body. So when we release the psoas, you're better able, to keep the pelvis level. So in a moment, when we straighten the legs, what I want you to pay attention to is what your pelvis is doing. You want to keep the pelvis steady. So right now, notice where the pelvis is resting on the back. So right at your sacrum, wherever it is that you're resting on your pelvis. And you want to keep the pelvis resting in that spot. So you'll separate your knees. Go ahead and do that now. Bring your feet a little closer together so they're aligned with the sit bones. And now very slowly, you're going to slide your right heel out. You want to slide it out rather than lifting the foot up. It helps keep that psoas soft. Now, if you begin to feel the pelvis tip, then bend the knee a little bit more and get back to that level pelvis. And try it again. If you can't get the legs straight yet with a level pelvis, keep doing the release until you can. It's best to get yourself fully released in the psoas before you proceed with the other podcasts in this series. If you can get the leg all the way straight, go ahead and do so. And reach through the leg and feel the connection between your lower back and your leg. And if you don't yet, that's okay. It will come. Just pretend as if you're extending the leg from your lower back. Breathe. Feel the extension. Now slowly bend the right knee, bring that right, slide the right heel back in. And again, releasing that pelvis, take a moment. Find your level pelvis, maintain a level pelvis as you slowly slide your left heel out. Feel the extension from the lower back. Breathe. And then bend the left knee, slide the left heel in. Now, keep the knees separated, the feet sit bone distance apart. Slowly bring your arms up and overhead, palms face each other. Keep the lower back right where it is, so you're not going to tip the pelvis here either. And you want to extend the arms as if you're reaching from the lower back. Bring them all the way up overhead so the thumbs are resting on the floor if possible. And really extend and feel it come from the lower back without arching the lower back off the floor. So again, keeping that pelvis level. This is engaging the upper psoas. Keeping the arms there, slowly extend the right leg, keep the pelvis level. Slide it out. Feel the extension through the whole body. And then bend the knee. Arms are still overhead, straighten the left leg. Feel the extension all the way through the body. And then add the right leg, so you're extending both legs. Can you reach all the way through the body? All the way through without tipping the pelvis. Can you feel that the whole body is integrated from your feet to your fingers? And this is a pretty strong stretch, so if you can't, it's okay, hang in there, it'll come. Now slide the right heel in, bending the knee. Slide the left heel in, bending the knee. And release the arms. Now very slowly roll over to one side. We're going to bring this up to standing. So very slowly work your way up to standing. We're going to take this release psoas into a standing position. Come all the way up. And grab your yoga block and place it next to the wall. Stand with your right foot on the yoga block. So you're going to stand up off the floor and use the wall for balance. You don't have to think about balance. Now, keeping the pelvis level, let your left leg hang. And just let it hang right off the block. Now, if your toes touch the floor, you need a little bit more height. So add another yoga block or a thick book or something. And just let the leg hang again, keeping the pelvis level so you're not letting the pelvis tip. And just begin to imagine that it's hanging from the lower back. It's releasing the psoas, allowing the psoas to elongate. Breathe. Now go ahead and take your left hand and place it at the base of your spine, right at the left side of your spine here, on the left side of your lower back. And feel it release from deep inside. Letting your leg go even further. Breathe. Now very slowly, let the leg move back and forth from the lower back. It's a really small movement. Feel it rock side to side. Good. Breathe. And then release. Step off the block. You can't do that one for too long. Make sure that right hip started to cramp up or anything. Make it a little shorter next time. So in Tadasana now on the floor. Can you feel the difference between your legs? Now we'll do the other side. So turn around, step on your block with your left foot, let your right leg hang, use the wall again for balance, keep the pelvis level, just let the leg hang as if it's hanging from the lower back. Breathe. Feel the lower back release. You can take your right hand to the base of your spine, right there on the right side, and just let it release even more. Breathe. And then begin the swing. Let it swing from the lower back. And this isn't so much of a muscular movement, it's just a momentum, like a pendulum, letting it just flow back and forth. It's not something you need to force, and just notice if you can feel it moving from underneath your hand. Good. And then release. Come off of your block and stand in Tadasana for a moment. Feel the power in your legs. Good. Then go ahead and take a few steps now and just walk from your psoas. Feel it initiated from the lower back. It takes a released lower back to do this as well, so allow that lower back to be long. All right, enjoy your released psoas. Feel free to go on now to do the stretch or the strengthening for the psoas series. If you're going to do both, I recommend starting with the strengthening and ending with the stretching. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me. Namaste.